Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there. This is Bethany Hansen with your Mindset for Life podcast, and I'm really excited that you've joined me today. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being interested in mindset and personal growth. This is a journey, right? This is about your transformation. And really, when we think about having power and purpose in life, power comes from mastery. So power comes from knowing yourself, knowing who you are, knowing what you want. Power is a lot about self-worth. Now, as I've shared these ideas of self-worth with other folks, many times I have heard complaints like, this goes against good Christian values, but that is just not true. The truth is, your higher power wants you to develop yourself, and spending time and energy doing that is of great worth. So in order to really reach personal excellence and become all that we possibly can be in this lifetime, we need power. Power is confidence, self-worth, knowing yourself, and the ability to step forward. So let's talk a little bit about how we get personal power. What are some of the kind of things we can do? And let's also talk a little bit about what it is. So I've mentioned just briefly in the beginning today about why we need it, that this is a key to actually achieving personal excellence and becoming who we need to be in this life. But the real thing is to define it. There are some misunderstandings about the word power. And of course, throughout history, power has been used to manipulate people, control people, or totally dominate people. And there are a lot of tyrants and other leaders in the world who have used power poorly and hurt others. But power also has a good side. Power is about being able to move through difficulty with resilience and with courage in becoming something new or someone new. It also is about making decisions and then just moving forward. I mean, how many times have we struggled with decisions because we'll make a decision and then we'll second guess that decision over and over again? I don't know about you, but I have definitely been there in the decision paralysis area. So power is really your ability to anchor to something and use it for growth, for forward momentum, for action, and for really just making things go forward in a positive direction or pushing through something that may be really negative and challenging. So power is a good thing. And if you were to read Susan Jeffers' book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, I've mentioned in the past, I really like her philosophies. She talks about power being the opposite of fear. Many times we see fear in a situation and we wonder how we can overcome this. What can we do? And to be bigger than the fear and to be more courageous than the fear, really we need power coming from the inside within us, the power to step forward, the power to take a risk, and the power to move even though the future might be unknown, dangerous, scary, uncertain, and so forth. So power is a good thing, and power is something we can all use to become the best version of ourselves. Now, talking about how to have power, let's explore that idea. Once we know what power is and that power is a good thing when used in the right way, learning how to have power is the next important step. You might have heard that it is important to be humble in life, to be self-effacing, or at least not full of pride and arrogance. Power is not necessarily pride. Power is the ability to use one's free will to move forward. So gaining power does not mean we pit ourselves against other people or we run into things that are really other people's domain. It means that we act within our own sphere, our own ability, and our own influence. I'm going to share a little something that was a personal triumph for me recently, and For those of you who are not interested in weight loss, my apologies in advance that I will share this topic that happens to do with weight loss. But I do it as an example of how to use one's power, how to develop power, and the process of kind of creating this in life. So many of you know that throughout my adult life, especially after I had my children, who are now 18 and 21 years old, I was an overweight woman. There might have been one time I was successful on a diet program, and after that diet company closed their doors and declared bankruptcy, I regained the weight. I wasn't able to stick with it. It just wasn't the right time for me. So I struggled with my weight throughout my entire adult life from about the time I was maybe 18 or 19. And at some point, I found myself at my highest weight, and I was very concerned about this, and I really wanted to lose weight. Then I had a personal situation that prompted me to lose weight, and I moved forward with that journey about 4.5 years ago. So on this journey, I battled a lot of self-doubt and a lot of disappointment and failure and also temptation to give up. As I would move towards my goal of losing weight, many times I would think that I had pretty much achieved anything that was possible at that point, and it was time to quit. So I would kind of second-guess myself, even though the goal was a little further away. And then a little time would pass, I would reassess, and I would restart and move forward. At some point, I had finally lost 95 pounds, and even though my dream goal, my ideal weight, was about 10 pounds lower than that, I felt like 95 pounds was a massive accomplishment, which it was. I was very pleased with it, and I felt very strong, very powerful about my own transformation. And I used that to move forward with other things in my life. And I tried a lot of other things that I achieved, and these things were very satisfying to me. So over time, I gained a sense of my own power to change something about my own life. And it was very gratifying, very satisfying, and also very motivating to try other things non-weight related. And then recently, I actually decided I had gained a little bit of weight in the fall, and I wanted to go back on my diet just to lose 10 or 15 pounds. And at that time, I decided, you know, I'm going to go for that ultimate weight goal that was 10 pounds lower than what I had achieved. And I did that, and I was successful. So I hit my weight goal, which was in the range of ideal weight for an adult my height and age in the female category. And I also actually lost a couple more pounds beyond that. So I hit my ultimate goal and then some. Now, this is a good achievement for me because it was my personal goal. And maybe it's not your goal. Maybe you have a different goal. Like maybe you want to master something about your own life or a character trait. Or maybe you want to get out and write something, publish something, or be a better parent, or be a better spouse, or develop a new talent or hobby. There are so many things that we could set as the goal. For me, it was this one, right? And then I leaned on it a little bit to kind of reflect at times and think, what kind of power do I have personally that I can learn from this weight loss process? And the more I thought about power in my own life, the more I really actually struggled with it and thought, well, maybe I got this result because the diet was magical. Maybe it was the people at the diet center. Maybe it was a host of other things, and maybe it won't last. And when I started to think those things, I had to really work through them to reflect and connect myself to the achievement so that I could actually feel a sense of personal power about it. So I think personal power comes, at least in my experience, comes from reflection on growth that we are doing and that we are achieving and that we have achieved. So the more we can look at the growth that we've gone through and sort of anchor that to our own personal characteristics, the more we can actually recognize our own personal power and then use it like a fuel for future goals. So in my own case, as I shared with you my weight loss transformation, but also the achievement of my ultimate long-term goal. As I think about this, I take a lot of pictures of myself. So I have before and after pictures that show this really stark contrast between the me 105 pounds ago and the me right now. And I look at those pictures and I think, what is it about my personality that can guarantee I could be that successful in other areas of my life? And I think about my personality type, and I've reflected on this many times. I am an ENFJ, and ENFJs are planners and organizers, and we like the details, and we like to kind of ramp up to things. So as I think about my personality type and the success I had on the weight loss, not only can I look at that and connect it to other future goals and start to tell myself, you know what, I'm powerful in my own life. I can achieve future goals as well. But I can also look at that when I question, can I maintain this weight loss? Is it going to last? It's no longer about luck. It's no longer about the diet being magical or someone at the weight loss center being the person who saved me or helped me do this. Those things might even be true. But now it's a lot more about the fact that part of my personality could naturally lend itself to maintenance for long-term lasting, keeping it off at weight loss. So I'm looking at that and thinking, what traits do I possess that can give me strength and power and forward momentum to maintain my goal? So let's turn this to you and let's talk about your power, your personal strengths, and the things that can come out in you that will help propel you towards future things you would like to do. One area you might consider is your personality. Are there things about your personality that are specifically helpful or useful in areas that might have to do with your goals? For example, if you're somewhat of a detail-oriented or organized person, you might consider that could come in very handy in tracking progress on any kind of goal, right? So if you have goals about developing anything in your life, those kind of traits can be incredibly powerful for you, and they're naturally who you are if that's your personality type. Now, if you're a reflective type of person, that can also be incredibly powerful because what we know about adulthood is that we need to regularly reflect on what we're learning, what we're experiencing, and areas we're growing so that we can actually make use of that change in our lives. So reflection is critical. And if you're sort of introspective or reflective as a person, that's going to really help you. And you could anchor to that and use it to create more personal power so that you can be moving forward, take steps, take action confidently. Even if you're not sure you're confident yet, you can do that. What about the person who is not a reflector that thinks and acts very quickly? Well, you could anchor to that and learn to be agile, meaning that you make adjustments very quickly when anything stands in the way of achieving your goals. So if you want to do something new, learn a new skill or trait or characteristic, or just master something that's been bugging you, like maybe you're a person who yells at your kids and you'd like to stop doing that. Or maybe you're a person who thinks critically about your spouse at times and you would like to stop doing that. Or maybe you're a person who spends a lot of time surfing Facebook or watching YouTube videos and you'd like to instead do something else, like have a replacement behavior that you feel better about. So any of those things, if you are not a reflective person and you're kind of quick to respond, some people think of that as being impulsive, but it could actually be flipped and you could begin to think of it as being agile, like you can learn to adapt quickly. When you're tempted to go somewhere you don't want to go, you can then find an adaptive strategy and do something else quickly, like get up, go for a walk, go get a snack, call a friend, pet the dog. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. So I had a wonderful coach this morning coaching me on making decisions, which I really appreciated. Sometimes I have a tendency to make a decision and feel really great about it. And other times I'll make a decision and I'll go back even when I'm carrying out that decision and I will question it several times because the other options were equally good. So I'll keep going back and think, should I have chosen something else? You know, was another thing a better option? What's that all about? What should I do? And so in this coaching session, I loved the idea of strategizing a list of things to do when I am tempted to go back on a decision and second guess it and reconsider it. The truth is, it doesn't matter what decision we make in many situations. The real problem is that after making a decision, many times a person will not move forward and go back to the decision-making point, as I've mentioned I sometimes do. When we do that, we get a whole experience of decision fatigue, and it can be actually quite exhausting to reconsider a decision over and over and over again. So if you have that problem, any personality type, any traits that you have, it would be a very simple solution to create a list of distraction behaviors you could throw in there anytime you're tempted to go back on that decision. So for example, once you've decided something, if you're having trouble moving forward and you feel like the decision's probably going to be okay, then anytime you think about that decision and want to question it, you can just get up and do something else. You could sing a song, put on some wonderful music, call a friend, have a conversation, or even make a list of all the great things that sticking to your decision is going to do for you. Acting in the path that you have already decided can give you power, and then you can later kind of look back on it and decide, how did that decision go? Did it play out well? Am I happy with the results? That gives us power as well. Likewise, if we question every single decision we make and criticize ourselves when we make a decision we consider a wrong decision, that can strip us of that feeling of power that we really need to feel confident in moving forward towards anything in life. So it's very important that we're compassionate to ourselves and we're kind about our mistakes, because many times we would be kind to other people, but we're often not as kind to ourselves. So the takeaway this week is to think about your personal power. Where does it come from? How can you anchor it to your personality, to your existing traits that are already strong for you? And how can you use it to strengthen the direction you'd like to go in goal setting and also to help you move forward with decisions you've already made? Think about it, and it's definitely going to help open up your mindset for personal growth and becoming the best version of yourself. So thanks for listening and thank you for joining me. I hope to see you on the website anytime soon. And if you'd like to share any comments, feel free to email me at bethany@drbcoach.com or send me a note in Facebook. Have a great week.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.